It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Delana Barr. She is the program director for 4-H through the USU Extension here in the area. And we're going to talk about some of the things that 4-H offers and some of the things that they have that you can go online and do things like that. Just some fun activities that they have. Delana, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So let's give people a little bit of background into 4-H and let them know what you guys are all about and how long the chapter has been here and what you guys have to offer.
Great. So 4-H is a positive youth development program, and their motto is learn by doing. And so, so much of what we do is giving kids experiences from different categories, from woodworking to fairy gardens to duct tape to even livestock. It can be anything that they want. 4-H has been around for a long time. We are just kind of revving it up and getting it going here. There's a new initiative going on for kids, and that's what 4-H is all about, is to get kids learning by doing and helping them gain leadership skills and also being part of their community.
And, you know, one of the things that we always talk about when you come in for interviews and when we talk is the fact that 4-H is not just about agriculture anymore. A lot of people, it used to be when it first came out, correct?
Right. And so it is that part, but there's so much more that it can go from a Harry Potter club to even hiking. We can make a club out of any interest a kid has. We just need volunteers and we can make it happen.
And once again, just because you guys are, you know, are kind of closed down right now, that doesn't mean that you still don't have things going on. You have a very good online presence, and you've got some activities that kids could do online, since they're home from, when, you know, being home from school and things like that. So let's talk about some of the things online that kids can go and do.
Great. So on our Facebook page, we try on Mondays and Wednesdays to have activities for kids 8 and up. So, and then on Thursdays, we have Overbuzz that is for ages 5 through 7. And they are posted on those days. We try to do them weekly. And it's really kind of been fun to see the reactions that we get. We have a kind of a activity when the kids will do the activity that we posted that day. If they will take a picture of it and post it to the bottom of the comments, then we enter them into some prizes that we've got that we'll offer when this is all over.
So not only is there an activity and something fun to do, but you got a chance to win a prize or two maybe.
Yes, we've got prizes and T-shirts, and we've got enough for everybody. So even if you haven't done the activities yet that we've posted, go ahead and do them, post them. We'll put your name in, and we've got a lot of fun things we're looking forward to when we can be together again.
Okay. Now, Delana, do you have condensed hours, or is there a way people can get a hold of you if they've got questions about 4-H?
Right. So you can call the office, which is 435-636-3233, and contact us that way, or on Facebook is another way. My email is delana.barr@usu.edu, and we'll be glad to answer any questions. The parents, if you'll look at the Discover 4-H curriculum, which you can find if you will just put in your browser, discover4h.org. All those curriculums are free, but if those are interests your kids have, we can turn that into a club, and we can get a leader going on that and get ready for the summer. We're looking for summer clubs. We're going to get going. We're going to have a great summer program. We have a summer camp coming up that our team leadership club is putting on, and they just organized it today. It's going to be leadership at the movies, and that's going to be June 18th, and we'll have you sign up soon on 4-H Online, but we'll have more information about that, but 4-H is going to have a great summer.
Okay. Delana, thank you for taking out the time to talk to us. And keep everything going over there at 4-H. Keep the kids interested and giving them something to do. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Now, once again, that was Delana Barr with 4-H here in the area through the Utah State University Extension. And for more information on interviews like this, make sure you check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com.